This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity, and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global, and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Prime Minister Modi announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting in Johannesburg, the Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies, and three major economies. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded last evening. The theme of this year's summit was solidarity, equality, and sustainability. Prime Minister Modi met several world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. He met his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni, and the two leaders had a productive discussion on deepening ties across trade, investment, defense, innovation, AI, space, and education. They also unveiled a joint initiative to enhance cooperation against the financing of terrorism, reinforcing shared commitment to global security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with Canadian PM Mark Carney. Both leaders agreed to further enhance bilateral relations in the coming months, particularly in trade, investment, technology, and innovation, energy, and education. The leaders also agreed to begin negotiations on a high-ambition comprehensive economic partnership agreement aimed at doubling bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. PM Modi also met Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, Netherlands PM Dick Schoof, and Jamaican PM Andrew Holness. Japan has underlined its commitment to deepening cooperation with India in critical and emerging technologies, including semiconductors and artificial intelligence, during a bilateral meeting between Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi Sanae and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the sidelines of the G20 summit in South Africa yesterday. She stated that she would like to work with Prime Minister Modi to make Japan-India relations more robust and prosperous. In response, Mr. Modi has expressed his appreciation. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath of office of the Chief Justice of India to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Justice Kant succeeded incumbent CJI Bhushan R. Gavai. Justice Suryakant will take oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India, CJI, marking the beginning of his 14-month tenure in the country's highest judicial office. Israel yesterday claimed it has killed senior Hezbollah commander Haitham Ali Taptabai in a precision airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs in what officials described as one of the most consequential eliminations of the group's leadership since last year's conflict. As many as 5,000 athletes, including the likes of Olympian swimmer Srihari Natraj and renowned archer Bhajan Kaur, will compete in the fifth edition of the Khelo India University Games, scheduled to commence in Rajasthan today. Athletes from more than 230 universities will compete in 24 disciplines, including one demonstration event in the annual event, which will take place in Jaipur, Udaipur, Jodhpur, Kota, Ajmer, Bharatpur, and Bikaner. And that's the end of this news bulletin.